Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
University of Portland visits Portland State tonight. Basketball. Barrett Perry, Portland State head coach, is joining us. How are you, man?
Good, brother. How are you?
Good. I just talked to Mike Leach. He's talking about living in a treehouse. Yeah, you got any wishes or dreams like that?
Hey, that guy's off the charts, man. But, hey, when they do specials on him, I watch because it's entertaining.
Yeah. Now, do you have a guilty pleasure? Like, he said he was watching the Treehouse show, that HGTV show, and that's what got him the idea. Do you have something you watch that's outside of sports?
I used to watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette a lot, but then I just got too busy in the evenings. So now I watch those channels a lot, to tell you the truth. I watch those HG channels. I like to joke with different coaches late at night and take pictures of these places in far off, remote places where people are buying six-bedroom houses on the beach for $199,000, and they'll screenshot it and send it to a coach and say, hey, maybe we can coach that team.
How'd you get into The Bachelor? Your wife was watching, and
so long ago. Yeah, so long ago. It was like about five jobs ago we started watching it. But, you know, I think it was when we had, like, one kid. So, you know, we used to watch that a ton. In fact, when I was at the University of Utah, when I would do a radio show in the evenings, and people would call in and want to talk about The Bachelor because word got out. And so I've tried to steer clear of that. I don't think it was helping me with my resume at all.
You know, I had the similar circumstance. My wife would watch it, and so I had to watch it. Do you remember the two blonde twins that were on The Bachelor one time?
Yes.
The two sisters, yeah. Okay, so I'm in the airport. I'm in the airport in Vegas, and I see them, and I say, hey, can I take a photo with you? Because my wife's not going to believe that I saw you, and I did that. But now both of those twins follow me on Instagram. Like, they're superstars. That's a big deal. And I came home to my wife. I said, look who's following me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. No, I watched it for a ton of years. I really did. But I don't know. Maybe it was just because kids started growing up and we got too busy. We couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
After you get past one, there's trouble. You guys get an opportunity tonight at the Viking Pavilion to play UP. This is a big – I love this matchup. This is like the city championship matchup. What do you see when you look at UP on film?
You know, I think they're getting better and better. You know, I think they're a better team than they were last year. I think they've done a good job getting pieces that fit them. Terry's got a good offensive group. You know, they went out and got a good grad transfer, the white kid. Signed a couple other guys. Diabate is a year older, so he's good around the rim. I think they have really good chemistry. They're playing well together. They've played good basketball to this point. They're 3-1. And, you know, when I watch on film, obviously you're not in the huddles or hearing exactly what they say, but they look like they get along. They look like they have good chemistry and they're enjoying playing together.
You got Holland Woods on your side. He's been a nice player for you for some time here. He's closing in on the career assist, becoming the top career passer in school history. He's a scorer, too. What does he mean to your team?
You know, it's funny. You bring that up. All of a sudden, he's become an old guy in our program when we always looked at him as the little young guy. He's meant a lot. You know, he's been our quarterback for two years, going on the third year now. And, you know, he's going to have a lot of records when he leaves here. He'll probably be the steals leader and the assist leader. I think Freeman Williams' record for scoring is safe for life. But other than that, I think he's got a chance to really do some, you know, special things, and he already has done some great things for us. But he's our quarterback. He makes us go, and, you know, he's the guy that we have the ball in the hands in a lot.
For people who haven't seen the Pavilion, including Alabama Adriana, who you talked to before you came on air, student at Portland State.
Adriana's too busy for us. She's too busy.
What the heck, Adriana? You can't get to a Portland State game and support?
I'm going tonight. Thank you very much.
Too far away. It's too far away. I just can't make it.
Yeah, she's like two. Like, how far are you from the Viking Pavilion?
About
how many steps?
I'm about 2.5 blocks.
Yeah, get there.
That's embarrassing. She should have never admitted that. I'm going to be even worse to her now.
Get there tonight to see this team, and I encourage other people. This game tonight at the Viking Pavilion. Is it a green out? Is that right?
It's a green out. It's a green out. It'll be fun. You know, we should have a great crowd. Our team's ready. We got a good group, and we're really excited about who we are. You know, we've had a tough early season schedule with a couple road games that were very challenging, but I like our group a lot. I've told you this before all summer long that I really think we went and got good pieces that fit who we are, and I'm excited about who we can become.
You guys went to IU. You went to Bloomington to play Indiana. You lost 85-74 there. You went to Hawaii. What did you guys get out of those two games?
You know, at Indiana, I felt like we got a lot out of it as far as just realizing that we can play anywhere and that we have a group that can handle those type of settings. So I was really excited about that. You know, we lost by 10 or 11 points, and we missed 11 free throws and had some opportunities late in the game. Hawaii, I thought we did a lot of good things. It was really unfortunate because, you know, they scored 3 points on us in the last 5-10, and we couldn't get over the hump and had to foul. Gosh, we missed just a lot of easy shots. It was very uncharacteristic for us. I thought we should have scored about 95 points and won the game by 10, and we just couldn't get over the hump. So, again, I think we're playing the right way. I think in those two road games and really tough travel, I think that we've played the right way, and it looks how it's supposed to look.
Barrett Perry is our guest, Portland State men's basketball coach. I've talked to basketball coaches about this all the time, but getting your team to play the best basketball at the right time, do you have a thought on how to do that? Or do you? I'm sure high school coaches ask you that. Hey, how do you get your guys to peak at the right time? Is that feel? Is it science? Is there a blueprint for that? Or is it every team different?
You know, I think all coaches would tell you that every team is different. Even when you have returners that are big pieces to the puzzle, every team has different personalities and different strengths and weaknesses. Even though you play the similar way and you're the same coach and you do certain things the same, they take on a different personality and you find strengths and weaknesses. And you know, for us, even though we have some really good returners, we have a lot of new guys, and I like the pieces a lot. So this time of year, I'm really, really tinkering with lineups and roles and what guys can do. And along the way, we need to win games. But I think we have the opportunity. This is our best roster that we've had. And I think we have the opportunity, even, you know, when we won 20 games, I think we have a roster that's really deep and fits how we want to play. And it's a group that can really be good. But, you know, the secret to being good at the end, I don't know quite what the answer to that is, but you have to be able to get along. You have to have good people with high character, because no matter whether you have a great team or an average team, you always go through challenges. You always go through struggles. And so you have to have a group that gets along and has some character.
Tonight at the Viking Pavilion, Portland State hosting University of Portland. Should be a fun one, Coach. I really appreciate you making time for us. Love to get you back on. I know you got the Holiday Classic in Las Vegas Holiday Classic that's coming up. Is that played all over the place? Like, do you go to San Jose?
All over the place. The Las Vegas Classic is so broad, we're playing it in Santa Barbara, which I'd rather be in Santa Barbara, actually, than Vegas. But
amen.
But, yeah.
you get Oregon State, and then, of course, you're back home on December the 6th to start against, Northridge, of course. But tonight, for people who want to see Portland State basketball, get to the Viking Pavilion. Great venue that you have there. I know your football coach yesterday. I was talking to him. I don't think he meant this as a slap, but he was saying we're kind of a court school right now because that pavilion is beautiful, and he takes his recruits there.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a great thing to show off, and we're very proud of it. And, you know, I think there'll be a great buzz in there tonight. I got a special jacket for you tonight that I'm going to show. So be ready.
Wait a minute. You're going to wear a special jacket?
It's a green out, so I got a special jacket for you tonight.
Are you going to look like you won the Masters?
I'm gonna have to have a strong character with this one, but yeah, I got a special jacket for you tonight.
I love it. Barrett Perry, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, brother.
All right, there he is. Portland State hosting University of Portland tonight at the Viking Pavilion. All right, want you to leave it here. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, we'll talk about the Pac-12, the week ahead. We've got a big weekend ahead. I'm broadcasting today from Milwaukee Lumber in Vancouver, off SR 500 on 4th Plain. where Crave Grill is cooking burgers and much more. If you want to stop by, it's a customer appreciation day. Get some food. Say hello. Our promotions team is doing some giveaways in the front at Milwaukee Lumber. Want you to stop by here. If you're in Vancouver, just pull on by. Love to see you in the giant 5,000-square-foot warehouse that is Milwaukee Lumber's headquarters. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. Leave it right here. I wish Alabama Adriana and Peter and all of you were here at Milwaukee Lumber in Vancouver. Now, Alabama Adriana, you can't leave because we've got guests coming up and you've got podcasts to do. Sorry, no burgers for you. Also, Peter, you've got to run the board. But anybody else out there who's driving around, you have an opportunity to come by Milwaukee Lumber. I'm broadcasting here until 3 o'clock. So if you're in the neighborhood, Milwaukee Lumber in Vancouver, SR 500 off 4th Plain, you can stop by here where... Also, by the way, you can get a great burger from Crave Grill. I just had a cheeseburger from Crave Grill. Scott Curry, who's the owner of Crave Grill, has joined me. And by the way, Crave Grill is right across the street from Milwaukee Lumber. So if you're hanging out here, you can go to Milwaukee Lumber, then you go across the street and get something to eat. That could be your afternoon. What did I eat there? What cheeseburger did I have there?
That's a traditional burger, so it's just our cheeseburger. It's most popular, so it's got lettuce, tomato, pickle, and we make a sweet potato mayo as our house sauce that we use on it.
The bun was phenomenal, and people always tell me, oh, the bun makes a burger. I say no, because the meat in there was, that was quality stuff there.
Yeah, that's a Kobe burger, so yeah. It's a Kobe blended burger.
I wasn't eating, like, some frozen patty out of the Safeway frozen food section there, was I?
No. It's a high quality burger. We cook them to mediums just because we don't want to taint the meat and make sure that flavor comes through.
How'd you get in this business?
Started as a busser when I was younger, worked all the way up every position, wanted to own restaurants, got an opportunity to buy this one and took it.
It's interesting to me. Did you grow up like in a family where burgers were the thing, or how did you decide on sort of the theme of what you wanted to do?
No one in my family has owned restaurants or anything. Yeah. I just loved cooking from a really young age and did a lot of catering and stuff. And so that's kind of where I found my passion.
Now today you had some vendors that also helped out. Charlie's Produce, mm-hmm. Yeah, among others. Who else?
Charlie's Produce and US Foods are the two main distributors that I use. And they donated most of the food for the event.
I always see the Charlie's Produce trucks driving mm-hmm. by. Like, you know, why do you go with Charlie's? What's their angle?
I go with Charlie's. They have a huge warehouse. They're very quick and they have very fresh produce. They're constantly changing regions and they're up on things. They communicate really well, so that way I can give really good product to my customers.
For people stopping by here, what are you guys cooking? What are the options that are available?
So we've got a chicken Caesar salad that we've got, and then we've got the traditional burger because it's the most popular. And then we also have a pulled pork sandwich. It's because we smoke our pulled pork in house. We also do prime rib dips. We smoke the prime rib in house. And then mac and cheese, which we don't have today, but we do have across the street. But it was voted number 2 in Washington, so we make that from scratch to order.
See what you're missing, Peter, Adriana?
I need that pulled pork right now.
And you know what I love, too, is you guys are doing it, like, cooking it to order.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that you've cooked, like, 40 hamburgers and they're sitting out. You guys are literally, like, I had a hard time because I had commercial breaks. So I was like, I can't get over there and order. I won't have time to wait. So Brad was kind enough to go over and order for me. And then brought me over the burger. Otherwise, I was watching everybody else eat, and I was like, man, that looks really good. Man, it smells really good. You guys do a terrific job. You got a good staff.
Yeah, we do. We try to hire great people, and it reflects in our business.
Now, I know the restaurant business is a tough business, too. My grandparents were in it, and I know minimum wage has been an issue for people. How do you deal with that as an owner of a restaurant?
I mean, you just take the hits and roll with them, and you just try to create good product, and that's kind of what we've done. My philosophy is to do great, have great service, have great food, and have a great atmosphere. And so because of that, we've really grown our clientele, and with that, because we've been able to grow, we've been able to hire more people, and we've been able to invest into different systems like new POS systems and stuff to make us more efficient so that we can try to stem that tide as it comes.
I'm talking to Scott Curry, who's with Crave Grill. He owns it. My wife and I always talk about this. We like to go to the restaurants that are around our house because we feel like we want to support them. Is that a weird mindset to have? Like, I feel like I want to support that business.
No, not at all. We're kind of in a neighborhood. And we're kind of in no man's land, so there's not a lot of other stuff around us. So a lot of our clientele, we know them by name. We know what time they come in. They come in, we're pouring their drink as they walk in.
Yeah.
You know, we know what they're going to order. And so, like, we get to grow with the families around here, too. So it's actually really special. We do, during Christmas time, we partner with local elementary schools. And we do a giving tree, and we support with food and stuff like that, and also with gifts. And so in doing that, we really get to be a part of the community around us.
Well, thank you guys for stepping up. And I'm sure you see the guys at Milwaukee Lumber who walk over or drive over after work and hang out. But I thank you guys for being here and cooking for everybody. And for people who still want to stop by, how late will you be cooking?
We're open till 10 o'clock. And then on Friday and Saturday, we're open till 11.
Yeah, how about here, though? How late here will you be?
We'll be here till 3.
Okay, so you got about an hour to get over here if you want to have one of these great burgers. Otherwise, you got to go to Crave Grill right across the street. SR500, right off 4th Plain, right like Milwaukee Lumber. I'll be broadcasting here today until 3 o'clock. You have an hour to get to Customer Appreciation Day. Our promotions team has got a bunch of giveaways that are going on. And, of course, you can tour the warehouse. I took a quick walk around because I've been to the Milwaukee Lumber locations on Stark Street and the Milwaukee location in Milwaukee. I had not been to the 5,000-square-foot superstore that is in the chain, but it was really cool to see this. Thank you, Scott, for cooking, and thanks to your...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face...
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.